T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, Thomas, this is the first year that you have implemented the vaping sensor technology at Maryville High School. And we're about a month into the school year, and I got to ask, how effective is it?
Well, we're still obviously implementing it into our schools, and we're actually set for contracting to begin on that in the next week or so. And we started the installation process in our work with the company, FlySense. So we're still setting it up.
So they haven't officially been installed yet, is that right?
They have not been installed yet.
Okay, do you have... Sorry, go ahead.
We've done some preliminary work to help ease that transition and allow us to better police our facilities during the school day when they're used and frequented by students, especially those, you know, laboratory spaces where often the vape infractions occur. So we've done some internal things to help curb the use of those devices, as well as police it a little bit better.
Now, what have you told students in preparation for this? Obviously, they know they shouldn't be vaping, but the reality is there's still some kids that are going to try to go about doing it. Have you given them the warnings that, listen, kids, this is something that is going in, and if you get caught doing it, there's going to be some serious repercussions?
Well, again, I go back to the preliminary work that we've done on it, and you know, we've had several instances over the past few years, especially where, you know, we've worked with various community agencies to help spread the word of the dangers of vaping as far as health risks go and as far as decision-making, you know, capabilities as far as, you know, punishment, things like that in alignment to the code of conduct go. So we cover that extensively the last few years as a preliminary work. We've had parental workshops on it. We've also had student presentations done on it by outside agencies. So again, preliminary work on those sort of things is something we have not taken lightly. The students are aware that the FlySense technology is coming to the high school, and I think they're very curious about it. We have not had as many infractions this year on a year-to-year as we've had in the past. So that being said, you know, there's been some preliminary work done on that end.
I'm sure you've seen all the local, state, and national stories about vaping, and I can only imagine that you guys almost breathe a sigh of relief knowing that, okay, you know, this is such a big thing right now. We've already taken steps and are actually ahead of the curve compared to most schools when it comes to vaping.
Yes, obviously. And, you know, we do have a strategic plan that we've extensively worked with in development of and implemented this year all the way through the year of 2024. Part of that is the health and wellness of our students. We have been very conscious of that, and we want to practice it. And we are very excited to hear of some of the news coming out of the not only the state but local agencies, including our governor at the state level, where you know, this is now really being taken given a second look and taken very seriously on the health risk and the dangers associated with vaping.
I know you mentioned it a little bit before, but you said it. When is it going into effect again?
Well, like I said, we're currently working not only with the contractor, but we're actually working with our buildings and grounds crews right now to start the implementation of the devices currently. So it's already underway, and it's just not fully implemented just yet, but we are already underway in getting those installed. There was a bit of a late add late in the summer months where we finally settled the contract and executed the purchase of the devices itself to get moving. So, again, yes, we're ahead of the curve, so to speak, but... again, we are just in receipt of those devices and just started the implementation process.
And when do you expect to have it fully implemented?
We're hoping that within the next month, we would have them fully up and operational. I worked with our buildings and grounds crew, our superintendent, the other day, took a very careful walk around the building. We looked at some of the specs of the job and what it would entail, but we're confident that by the end of this month, we would have it installed.
Is it installed in just the high school to start, or does it go to the middle school then?
That is correct. We're installing those in the high school first, and obviously we're going to target certain areas that we think are those areas of concern, monitor it closely, and then hopefully that technology would be able to spread down into the lower levels, middle school levels especially, maybe perhaps into the coming years.
I just think back to my days when in high school when all the kids would just go to the bathroom to smoke their cigarettes and, you know, do the chewing tobacco and whatnot. So I imagine that bathrooms are the places that are going to have the vaping sensors. But what other places are expected to have them?
Right now, that is our priority target, okay? And we've also advanced our surveillance in the last few years, cameras-wise. And we also want to take a look, maybe not immediately, but we're also going to be looking into advancing vape sense in the stairwell areas of our building. We do have many of those. It's a vast building, so those are areas where you often will see some of the infractions take place as well.
All right, Thomas, I think that's just about everything. Is there anything else you wanted to get out that people should know?
No, I would just want to say that, you know, I thank our Board of Education, our superintendent, for having the vision to do it. And, you know, we do think it's crucial and important that we get in front of it. It is a pandemic of sorts. It's a health crisis. And, you know, we are fully on board with promoting the best, you know, safety and obviously health habits for our kids. So that's something we want to really focus on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.